Welcome to A Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device, WWGH. The name of the app, once again, is called TuneIn, and it's absolutely free to download on your iPhone, cell phones, laptops, or computers. And don't forget to search WWGH. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments while we are live on the air at this time from 4:15 until 5 p.m. today, please call here at the radio station, 740-383-9944. Again, 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, location 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. This takes place the 10th of September. That will be this Saturday, Free Produce Market. And this happens every second Saturday of every month. Location, once again, is 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. No appointment or pre-registration required. Simply show up with your ID, state ID, or your driver's license. Provide your name and number of people in your family. And don't forget your ID. We have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today, and the title is called With Love. Teaching others is best done with love. Once the heart has understood, the mind opens up. Hopefully that can help you or someone you know and spread the word with love, for love. Once again, thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims. Now I will turn my attention to my guest today, Old Hello. Faithful.
Mr. Old Faithful.
Jeff Porter.
The old's getting to be more true.
Yes, Old Faithful. Jeff Porter, author of Expressions of the Last Days. And, of course, he's known as our doomsday prophet, if you haven't heard of him before. And those of you who have heard of Jeff, I'm sure you can't wait to hear.
Yeah, more gloom and doom.
More gloom and doom from him. And he is here today to share some good things with us. And as we look at the news or listen to the news every day, we are in total shock.
We're reminded of the last days looming on us, coming up on us.
And I hear more and more people making that statement.
You know, even Hollywood puts out all these movies anymore about the end of the world. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
At least seen the previews to them, you know. I mean, some of them are kind of ridiculous, but still, you know. I was surprised that that movie they put out with Russell Crowe about Noah. It was so stupidly inaccurate.
But you know what?
But still, you know, they're more interested in biblical stuff than they were.
That's true, and a lot of that came out of the Book of Enoch.
Oh, really?
Yes. The Watchers. That's what the tall, dilapidated thing was.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be what they considered the Watchers from the Book of Enoch.
Okay. Well, as I was saying, you know, our forefathers there going back to clear back to Rome throughout those books because they just didn't line up with biblical Christianity, you know.
Right.
They said it was easy to throw out some books because they were just so wild. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know where those books came from. Whoever wrote them.
What, Enoch and them?
Yeah.
Apocrypha. It came out of the Apocrypha.
I know, but who wrote the Apocrypha?
From my understanding, Enoch wrote this book.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And just like Edris, they have first Edris and second Edris. Edris was supposed to have written that book, whoever he was. And then you have the book. My daughter just bought me the volume of the Apocrypha for my birthday. And it has also wisdom. So we know that came from Solomon, right? Then we have Bel and the Dragon.
Bel and the Dragon.
And guess who that is?
I don't know.
Daniel.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Daniel. And it's just, it coincides with the Holy Bible scriptures, King James Version, but it may add a little bit that the Bible didn't add.
Yeah. Personally, I think I'm glad they threw it out. Okay.
You know Mark Sharona, right? You haven't heard of him?
No. Oh. Who is that?
He is, he's not a prophet, but he is an evangelist. He became popular during the life of Paul Crouch and his wife, yes, Jan, Paul and Jan Crouch. And it was his second time around, because, you know, none of us are perfect, and sometimes we fall out.
Yeah.
And we fall back, and God brings us back in. Well, God had brought him back in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when God brings us back in, we're supposed to be even more so Christ-like than before, right? And he puts me in the mind of our pastor. I told our pastor that. That's the kind of guy he is, the way our pastor brings the word and the conviction, and how it's kind of hard to follow our pastor, too, because if you don't really know a lot about the scriptures, you can get lost in his message, right?
I love JC's preaching.
And that's how Mark Sharona is.
And I say that I would put him up against anybody. I'd rather listen to him than anyone.
Yeah. I understand.
He's just it's a God-given talent he's got.
And he's fluent.
And his understanding of Scripture, and he makes it very easy to understand, I think.
Yeah, but that's because you read the Scriptures.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't follow
along. You know, like he was saying last Wednesday, he's been so good on Wednesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, you know, and I had the same problem when I was church hopping. People are so ignorant of the Bible, they won't open it up and read it because they've got too many distractions these days. And even Christians that are pretty good Christians, they are so distracted by the world. Most of the time when you start talking about the Bible in any detail, they're lost. They don't know what you're talking about. And they have no idea what it means to be a Christian. In other words, you know, no, it's not okay to live with somebody outside of marriage, okay?
True.
You're not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to be drinking yourself into a stupor all the time.
That's
You're not supposed to be doing drugs.
Right.
And all that stuff. You're not supposed to be getting in street fights all the time.
Right.
Calling people up on the phone and cussing them out. All that stuff, you know. We're not supposed to be doing that stuff.
Right.
And but they don't get it. And this is one of the reasons why... what Satan did was he just waited until, because America, we haven't had hardly any persecution, you know, none really, except for criticizing.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had it too good in America and have become lazy, have become laid back, too laid back.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody expects, you know, they expect to be able to come up to people and be politically correct and go, you don't really believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, you know? And I have to say to them, yes, that's what the Bible says, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, where does it say that? It says that in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. No man comes unto the Father but by me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so narrow-minded, it's so hateful and stuff. Yeah, you know, you could talk about, you know, why can't we accept Buddhism? Why can't we accept Hare Krishna or Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses? Well, my question is what you going to do with the sin? There's nothing there to take care of the sin, see? And the only place there is to take care of the sin is the Jesus of the Bible, you know. But it's amazing to me. I talked to some relatives a while back, and I said something about Sodom and Gomorrah because, you know, a few years ago you said something about Sodom and Gomorrah. Everybody knew what you were talking about, right. You know. They went, "What? What's Sodom and Gomorrah? What's Sodom and Gomorrah?" I go, "You got to be kidding me. You've never heard of Sodom and Gomorrah?" No. And when I told them what it was, they went, "Oh, come on. That's not really in there, is it?"
"Yes, it's in there."
I said, "God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
Fire and brimstone rained on it."
Yes, because there was nothing. Of why?
Well, I think it was because of homosexuality.
Yes, mostly.
And there was something else that was going on there, too. What was that? Was it greed?
Well, probably everything else.
Yeah, greed.
Yeah. Murder.
Yeah, because remember, it was the greenest land that Lot chose to go to. Remember that?
Yeah.
And it was flourishing, and Abraham said, "Choose between which way we go."
Yeah.
Because we don't want to be fighting and have all this strife between, you
know. Well, here Lot goes over to a beautiful place.
Beautiful place.
And then a while later, he ends up in Sodom.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. And who knows? It might have been like that when he got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, that's... Now, that could happen to anybody. I admit that, you know.
Yeah.
It's possible for us to backslide and end up...
And he did his best to stay faithful, I believe.
Yeah, but, while he was there. But, yeah. You know, all those influences.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Now, if you end up there because of circumstances you have no control over, that's different. You know, but I think Lot kind of, you know...
You think he knew?
He drifted into it. Yeah, I think so. He lost everything.
Yeah, he did.
As a result, you know. So he came under some pretty heavy chastising.
Wow. I didn't even think that. Maybe he knew the type of community or city he was moving to.
I think he did.
Because Abraham didn't say anything, would just go on. I'd like to see a book on that.
Well, he did save Lot. He went and got his army and saved Lot from being captured by a bunch of hoodlums, you know.
Right, right.
So we have to give him credit for that.
True.
Sometimes blood is thicker than water, you know. In other words, you know, he wouldn't have bothered if he wasn't his nephew.
Right.
You know.
And his prayers went up for him, too, and that was another reason why he didn't get called into that fire and brimstone.
But I wouldn't want my name in the Bible the way his name is in there, and the way and some of his actions, you know. We're just human.
I just never really look at it like that, but I guess that's a thought. I have to check into that again. I'm trying to do more reading, catching up on my reading of scriptures.
I need to do that,
and
too.
Some of the stories, you know.
Yeah,
because we miss so much.
Yes, we do.
No matter how many times we've read it, we still miss a lot of stuff.
Yes, we do.
You know? Well, we're not, like you said, we're not perfect. We're human, and God doesn't intend for us to remember it. Not like that.
No. Okay, I was talking about us moving towards a cashless system.
Okay.
That's because the Antichrist will eventually introduce a cashless system to the world in order to be able to single out who the Christians are.
Right.
Towards the end, so he can capture them and kill them. But a lot has been said about the cashless system. The Swiss America's Pat Boone showing up after the 700 Club talking about how cash is becoming illegal in America, how the government is headed towards doing away with paper money entirely.
I can see that happening.
It's happening right now.
Yes, it is.
Now, I think one of the most interesting things, and he talks about stuff in this book, Don't Bank on It. By the way, you could get these books. They're just booklets, I guess you would call them.
What's the title of that one?
Don't Bank on It.
Oh,
because
where'd you get that?
You have to order them. What I did was call on the phone. You can either write to them at 15-15018 North Tatum, Tatum Boulevard, Phoenix, Arizona, 85032. Or you can call them at 602-788-4655. And these are free, by the way. No cost for these at all. The reason why I was interested in, well, for one thing, they said something was free. So I thought I'd call them and see what I could get free.
Right.
And but they've been talking about how the world's headed towards the cashless system. And sometimes I wish I hadn't even listened to these guys because it is so terrifying, some of the stuff that's happening in the banks and the money systems. Yes, very bad.
Give us an example.
Well, that's what I'm going to go into here. On July 19th, 2017, Bank of America, the nation's second largest bank, had a computer system outage that shut out customers nationwide from accessing their accounts on online banking for many hours. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank had widespread outages on July 3rd and May 11th that knocked out services for customers. The Washington Post reported that customers said they were unable to withdraw money from ATMs or get any services inside bank branches. Neither giant bank explained whether these outages were caused by computer failures or hackers. Your bank account, now listen to this very carefully. Your bank account no longer exists in paper ledgers. We will know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or as actual physical dollars in a local bank. Your account exists only as electronic blips in a computer, which a power outage, malfunction, or hacker could garble, steal, or erase.
Wow.
When a power blackout hit in Puerto Rico in September 2017 because of Hurricane Maria, people found themselves unable to get money from an ATM or use credit cards. The Federal Reserve had to fly an airplane crammed with cash into the small island to prevent disaster.
Mm.
In a cashless world, you'd be better to pray the power never goes out, says Ryan McCain of the Mises Institute. A global agenda is being implemented that aims to make cash illegal and to replace it with credit and debit. Here, too, you are at risk in many ways, as we have discovered in August 2017 that one of the three giant credit reporting agencies, Equifax, had been hacked at least half a year earlier. The hackers had stolen on the identity of at least 143 million people. These thieves had picked not only your pockets, but also your personal, social, and economic identity. This was one more sign that trusting computers to run our world may have been unwise, and they were far more vulnerable than most of us know.
Hmm.
Between 2007 and 2010, the average American family saw their median network plunge by almost 40%, putting them back economically to where they had been 18 years earlier in 1992, lost generation of prosperity. Economic growth was anemic, and Mr. Obama became the first president in history never to have a month of 3% growth or better. Under President Obama, record stimulus spending drove the national debt to nearly $20 trillion, and this frightened many businessmen out of hiring. Now, I remember that, when we kind of went into a recession there for a while. The huge mandatory medical plan known as Obamacare turned millions of full-time workers into part-timers, and the jobs created were mostly at low-paid temporaries or hamburger flippers. 95 million Americans were jobless or underemployed. Government caused this great recession, but politicians always prefer to blame others, as we well know. President Obama and his comrades, as their safe scapegoat, blamed the banks. In 2010, Mr. Obama signed a 2,319-page law known as Dodd-Frank. I had never heard of that.
Me either.
Dodd-Frank. By 2015, this law had completed, 2,319 pages in this law.
Hmm.
By 2015, this law had completed only two-thirds of its work, imposing more than 22,000 pages of regulations on banks and other financial investment enterprises. Dodd-Frank has made it impossible for bankers to function. Mr. Trump told Reuters in 2016, it makes it very hard for bankers to loan money for people, to create jobs for people, when business to create jobs, and that has to stop. Dodd-Frank is a disaster, said President Trump. We're going to be doing a big number on Dodd-Frank. The American dream is back. This updated white paper will show you the challenges that President Trump and all of us face with banks. We will explore how more than 100 years of progressive rules have transformed banks from local institutions where neighborhood banker was one of the pillars of the community to today, more than half of American accounts are still held by just giant institutions run by bankers whom some politicians paint as villains. Now, I remember, you know, we were losing our privacy. We have very little privacy left, you know, and because of computers, mostly. But I remember, I'm retired with PERS, Public Employees Retirement System, from the buses. Mm-hmm. They send out a magazine and a few other, you know, whatever they're dealing with. I went through a bad time there where the PERS system was thinking about cutting us down. We get a 3% raise every year. They're trying to cut that down to about 2%, you know, trying to cut one of the percents out. That makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Well, they were telling in one of these magazines that politicians now have the legal right to go into some of these retirement systems and just suck all the money out.
Oh, of course.
They can just go in there and take your money.
Yeah.
And they can do it legally.
Yes, nothing new. Just like eminent domain. They take your property, too.
Yeah. And it was trying to say that we need to put some... to adjust that and put some barriers there.
Well, I think we need a lot of barriers, but I did want to say this before you go too far ahead. George Bush and all those tax cuts put us in a terrible, tight spot before Obama even came into presidency.
Oh, he came into
a mess.
A total disaster.
He bailed out the banks, and he also bailed out the car industry. Now, what has happened since then, I do not know. But like they said, people want to blame other people for when we
well,
do
Well, I
back.
Say that Obamacare was a disaster.
Well,
and
yeah,
it smacked
I guess
of socialism
so.
Because
if somebody's going to talk about just like anything you want to try new, right? Mm-hmm. And if somebody's going to put it down from day one, of
well,
course.
Of course,
well,
this
wanna,
is America.
Right, no one's going to have no one wants to have a part of it, and they're skeptical and they're afraid, and that's how they were able to keep people from going full-fledged for that. If they had had more people to sign up, it wouldn't have been as bad, but they put the people in fear, and nobody really wanted to touch it.
What I didn't like about Obamacare was is that you were required to find some insurance to, you know,
aren't
help
we
them
now?
Out. No. Well, I mean, you know, if you go to the hospital and you ain't got no insurance, of course, I've been there
right.
a couple of times.
Right.
The social workers come to you when you're laying there in the bed and go, okay, we'll figure this out. Now, you have the hospital insurance.
Mm-hmm.
They have emergency insurance for people that don't have any.
So when did that start, though?
I don't know. That's been there for a long time, though, because I remember a long time ago getting that.
Hmm.
So... And but you know they'll work with you to try to get something accomplished. Now if I go, President Trump has changed the VA because the VA is a disaster.
Right.
You know, and he's starting to change it now where you can actually use it. You know, but they have now in place a new program. Whereas if I go, I don't have any health insurance right now. If I have to go to an emergency room or something like that. The VA will pay for it now, whereas before they had so many regulations. Now I don't know if the government was doing that or whether the VA was doing it, but they had so many. I wrote to them and said, you know, I've been in the hospital. I don't have any insurance. I need help under this new program, and they'd write back and say, sorry, you don't qualify. But I recently got a a letter from them saying that they had finally paid all those bills.
Good.
So, hey, those are like $10,000.
It's more or less these people you are responsible for, so you should take care of your people. And I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
People who are veterans or people that's in the Army and their families, and they have all this money, they should take care of their people.
Yeah.
You know, instead of going back on the government. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, you know, like I said, this is America. We're the richest country in the world, and yet
supposedly,
we're
yes.
not helping our own veterans?
Right, right. And, you know, they send them back over there to Afghanistan and Iraq to help build it up from being destroyed by us.
Yeah, we destroy it and then build it back up.
They're making like over $200,000 a year over there building that place back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. America's too nice for their own good sometimes.
But we suffer. We as Americans in our country, we do suffer because of how liberal we are to other countries and want to help them out of their pit holes and things like that. And all these disasters and things that are happening. And where are those people going to go? I hear it just totally destroyed the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize it was that bad till yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's destroyed.
Oh.
The Bahamas are definitely destroyed, laid to waste. And Trump came on a few days ago and said that we are going to go in there and help them because it's such a terrible disaster.
Wow.
You know. But he has kind of cut back on this foreign aid thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's out of control.
Of course.
You know. Why it became like that, I don't know. But America has been responsible for 2/3 of the world's commerce. And when there are disasters worldwide or wars worldwide, as big and powerful as the U.S. is, we can't just ignore things overseas just because it's not happening in the U.S. It's just like they ignored in World War II, ignored all the wars that were going on in Europe because didn't want to deal with it until it came into our back door. Until the Japanese introduced us to World War II at Pearl Harbor, you know.
Right.
Well, I think that's what's happening with the electronics. I talked about transhumanism, whereas scientists are doing the most outrageous kind of experiments on humans and animals out in the South Pacific. This information's, as far as I can tell, is true that they're actually doing this. The scientists themselves have posted. They're more concerned than anybody about what direction this is going because the governments want to use it for war and for enforcing the coming socialism on America. I mean, on the world. So he talks about the big thing that Satan's going to focus on is money.
Money.
Money, 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 money.
Well, he's a god of money in
money.
A way.
Yeah. Because money runs the system. And he says, Swiss America, these people, they are the people that you call if you want to buy gold.
Okay.
You know, invest in gold. And so they started seeing all this stuff happening, decided to go ahead and publish books and talk about it on TV and stuff to try to keep people informed about what a disaster our banking system and our investment systems are becoming.
Mm-hmm.
And that they are absolutely at risk now. Some of the risks that you're going to face that are here right now. Computer hackers, some of whom have foreign government backing. Identity thieves, access to accounts often surprisingly easy. Cyber terrorism targets banks. Your account is mere electronic blips in a computer. Flash crashes could erase or garble your account. In other words, if the electricity goes off for more than a reasonable amount of time, we could lose what money we have in the bank or in annuities or anything else simply because it's a hard drive in your computer, we talk about a hard drive. What it is it's a round thing like a CD, and it's made of ore. It's made of magnetic. It's magnetic.
So.
And so what? That those magnetic blips on that are on your hard drive, if your hard drive's off long enough, they disappear.
So what happened in our economy, in our government, or in man's thinking that he decided to take money out of our hands?
Well,
because that's exactly what they've done, right? They've taken money out of your hands.
They're working on it. They haven't completely done that yet, but they're getting there.
Yes,
there's a story in here about a guy that went to withdraw some money, and the bank said, no, you can't withdraw that money, sorry. And it was his hard-earned money. But Satan's doing this, of course. You know, the bottom line is Satan is doing this because we are headed towards the tribulation and the time of the Antichrist, and that's what he's going to do, is take control of the money system, take control of everything.
But people need to understand that Satan gives us suggestions.
Yes.
And man follows out those suggestions. Right. He uses people to do his work.
Just like Peter came up to Jesus and said, oh, no, you can't go to the cross like this.
Right.
You can't go there and sacrifice your life. And Jesus turned around to him and said, get thee behind me, Satan.
Satan. Yeah.
Because Satan was making suggestions in Peter's mind.
That's right. Absolutely.
And he does that with the closest people to you.
Mm-hmm. He surely does. Wow.
We have flash crashes. We have politicians are eager to take the wealth of both banks and depositors in varieties of ways and have been changing laws to facilitate this.
Hmm.
Politicians are going around just sucking the money out of people's accounts and stuff, and your money just suddenly disappears, and you go to the bank and say, I had $5,000 in there, or $10,000. Where'd it go? They go, I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you kidding me?
I had a friend tell me that it happened to him.
Really?
What? There wasn't no $10,000.
And there's nothing you can do, right?
No, because they've made it legal. Does that make you crazy or what?
That makes me crazy, and I'm sure it makes people crazy.
Come along
who are
and
listening.
Destroy your retirement.
Oh my gosh!
Totally destroy your retirement. All of your.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Not right now. There isn't.
Oh gosh.
Now, you might be able to through, if they might develop some new programs with Trump, but I don't, if he's even in for another 4 years, the way this thing, it's taken years to implement all this. I doubt if they would have time to change any of it.
Hmm. Well, it gives the government more power, too.
Well,
control of our money.
Absolutely. It's a control thing more than anything.
That's what George Bush was doing, stealing from the people.
Okay.
We were in bad shape. Yeah, we were. We were in bad shape when he left office.
I think a lot of that stuff is just ignorance. They don't know how to be businessmen.
Greed. That's how you spell that. G-R-E-E-D. Greed.
Banks resist returning money to account holders. Is that crazy or what?
Yeah.
Like I said, you can go in there and go, I got $65,000 in my account, and say, I need to withdraw $5,000. They go, what account?
Like, give it me.
Yeah.
And they go,
sorry, sir, we don't have it.
Ooh, could you imagine?
Your bank account never existed.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even imagine that. Not even $5.
You could take in some, you printed out all your paperwork on it and everything, and take it in there and show it to him and say, I'm sorry, sir, there's nothing like that.
Just wiped out completely.
Bank runs by depositors can happen because of fractional reserve banking and could lead to forfeiture of your savings. Financial repression practiced by the Federal Reserve means that depositors earn little interest and may soon have to pay for their own bank accounts. In other words, they're no longer paying you interest ever anymore. Now you pay them.
For what? And they took your money.
Yeah, they take your money and then they take more money to keep your money in there.
Yeah, I'm paying you for what? Excuse me? To spend my money?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Artificially low interest rates benefit government but harms savers. In other words, they purposely lower the interest rates to benefit the government, but it harms the savers. In other words, you know, they're not lowering interest rates on anything else, just on your money in the bank.
Okay. Greed, like I said, right?
Government regulation makes banks afraid to lend except to the federal government or Federal Reserve. Why does the Federal Reserve need to borrow money? Government uses banks as its own ATM for funding. Now the government comes along and says, okay, we're going to have a little war over here with this two or three countries over here, so we need some money. Just fork it over. We need to buy some guns
Federal
and tanks
Reserve,
and stuff.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Banks are being politicized through government pressure. Bank regulation is now moving beyond the control of judges and lawmakers. In other words, the Federal Reserve and those who have Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and stuff like that will become more powerful than the government. And so able to make up their own laws and rules and stuff, you know. So they'll make themselves extremely rich and make you extremely poor.
Poor.
Yeah.
Destitute.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation can replace $1 for every $14 it now claims to insure. Fractional reserve insurance, and hence does not really insure your account. Mm-hmm. What good is that? $1 per 14. See what I mean? This is very enlightening, this booklet.
Yes, it is. That's dated.
If only one-third of this is true, we're in serious trouble.
I know. And it even talks about President Trump, so it's a fairly new edition or editorial.
Yeah, it's not old.
Right.
So I would strongly suggest you get this and just sit there and sort of, you know, when you're in your car, you go to McDonald's or something, and you're sitting there drinking coffee, just kind of read some more of it, you know?
You know, we should have noticed or became aware that something was headed that way when they made it, they was trying to make it mandatory for people who do receive Social Security or their retirement to have their funds direct deposited into their bank system so they wouldn't have to mail them a check to their address. We should have been.
That is all nationwide now.
Yes, I know.
But it's not only that, but I mean your workplace does that too.
Yes, when you get a job.
I was really surprised when I was driving city buses when they switched over to direct deposit
from your
to your account. I thought, oh, wow.
Right.
You know, this is really scary because, you know, I'd rather get a check in my hand.
Yeah.
Be able to put it in my
file. Or go to the bank, put my cash.
Yeah,
put it in my hand. But like you're saying,
and you can still go to the bank and withdraw it.
Yeah, you can.
You know,
but you have to keep track of it differently than it's in your hand. You know,
if you're not on the internet and online banking and you're using a debit card, you got to watch your bank account. You can't just spend money on your debit card and not know how much is in there. So you either got to go to the bank and get a statement from the ATM or from the clerks, or look on online banking and find out how much is in there, you know.
And even the people you have to pay, like your electric, your water, those are the only ones I do mail. But, you know, like doctor bills, you can call them, give your number, and withdraw.
I do online banking, and
I
pay them directly out of my checking account.
Right.
But I keep a close watch on how much is in there.
Right, and you can order things over the internet and don't have to exchange paper money or coins.
No.
I mean, it's automatic anymore.
Well, it's nice and convenient, but it's headed the wrong direction.
It sure is.
And it allows these hackers and politicians and greedy people to be able to get in there and learn the computer's really good.
Well, you have no control.
And you can't do it. You know what? I'm reminded. I'm glad we brought this up because I got a letter in the mail last week from Myers, and it said I owed on the Myers credit card a little over $1,000. I don't have a Myers credit card.
Really?
No, and I called them and explained the whole thing to them, and fortunately, they're very graceful about it, and they said, okay, that's fraud, because the card didn't even have a number. you know, didn't have a credit card number on it.
Really?
So they erased that debt for me and closed out that account. It was a fake account. So they just had my name on there.
Really?
Not much else, because I guess they didn't have much more information.
Right.
But it sure, you know, and I said, well, how did they actually order a credit card for themselves with my name on it, spend a bunch of money with my name, and then have the bill sent to me? Well, the thing that's stupid about that hacker is, what makes you think I'm just going to sit there and pay that? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to call Myers and say, I didn't spend that money. I don't even have a Myers credit card.
Right. Mistaken identity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was a little bit afraid that, and I probably told you about how I was sitting there one day. I watch over my mom's accounts because she's in a nursing home. And I looked at my email one day, my Gmail, and it said that my mom's bank accounts were dangerously low.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and looked in them. There was nothing in them. All the money was gone.
Really?
So I went to that nursing home and I said, I just got a warning from the robot there in my email that my mom's bank accounts are empty and there's no reason they should be. She goes, well, she said, go to the bank. Talk to them. So I went to the bank. They were very concerned about Huntington. Mm-hmm. They were very concerned about this. And then they sent me to Social Security also to make a report and everything. I still don't know what all is going to come from that, but they changed quite a few things to put some major security on there. I still don't know who took that money or where it went or nothing. And I got a letter from the Treasury Department saying that they're going to do some investigating, but you know, they'll probably end up accusing me of something. I don't know.
Well, they have to be able to prove it though.
Yeah,
that you actually went into her account and withdrew money.
They can't.
Right,
there's no way. How would they even prove it if I did? It would be hard to do, because I have power of attorney. So they'd have to prove that I went beyond what I was supposed to be spending.
Right.
You know, which mom had used to have a ton of money. Now it's all gone because of her being in nursing homes for so long.
Right.
But I used to borrow money from her for like self-publishing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, if they want to go back that far and then accuse me of something, mom gave me her permission to borrow that money. Mm-hmm. She gave me that money.
Right.
You know, and so they don't have anything to get me on, but you know, anymore, who knows?
We don't know.
You know, they could point their bony finger at you about something and not even have to prove it. That's
true.
Socialism, you know.
True.
A global tax on bank savers is being planned by the International Monetary Fund. I am not sure what that means, but it doesn't sound good. Your account could be confiscated by a surprise cashless policy. In other words, if they could switch over to a totally cashless system, your account could be taken out. Or it could be confiscated.
Right.
Your bank is required to spy on you for the government to notify it of unusual deposits or withdrawals on your part, especially in cash. None of their business.
True.
Any account denominated in dollars is worth no more than paper dollars, the value of which could be erased overnight by a massive government printing. Truth be told, where your bank is not your father's or your mother's bank anymore, even if the name is the same, and neither is your money. It has to be engineered to lose value. Today, your bank account pays you almost nothing. Bankers have begun moving to the negative interest rates, meaning that the bank will no longer pay anything. Instead, savers will have to pay a bank merely to have an account. So, we're in bad shape, buddy. But that's last day's stuff. It's exactly what it is.
Right.
You know, and Satan is taking, the spirit of Antichrist is taking more and more control over the U.S. I brought this along. Did you get one of these in the mail about China Don't give the Chinese government your personal information, email, cell phone address, or sign your name on their petition. Did you get that?
Maybe I did. If I did, I threw it in the trash.
Yeah, that has to do with our trade war with China. And China is trying to... They believe the American people are just ignorant.
Of course, we've been so long.
Well, we've let them get away with so much for so long.
We've played that game so long, you know.
And so when President Trump was running for president, he said, we got to do something about China. They're eating our lunch.
Yes.
And they were, and they still are, but he's doing a lot. We're doing much better now.
I said that years ago. You know, we're sending our stuff over there. We're paying to send our stuff over there. Paying them to fix our stuff and paying them to send it back to us. That never made any sense to me.
Yeah, that's crazy. Made in China.
And we're paying for all that. But you know what?
They're going to send around a petition, the attacking House Bill 6. House Bill 6 protects over 4,000 good-paying energy jobs and saves tens of millions of dollars that nuclear plants pay instead in state and local taxes. But what I'm trying to say is that the Chinese are going to they're going to circulate a petition. It's hard to say what's on it, but it's trying to invade our energy programs.
We are out of time, Jeff. Thank you for coming and spending this hour with me.
I really enjoyed it.
Yes, it's been very interesting, and I'm sure our listeners have been interested also. And I did want to put this plug in. Because Jeff said earlier about there was only one way to heaven, and that was through Christ. And none can come unto the Son except the Father draw them. So it's a two-way street. So you have to be drawn by the Holy Spirit to even accept the Son. There's going to be that Tuskegee Airmen show out at the Marion Airport here this weekend, Thursday. I think it's Friday and Saturday.
I drove around the airport.
Yes, and thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For the famous cookie man, Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play